Welcome to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kehillim, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah, so we learn B'schos HaSabas Rachol, Shishi B'zecher Vayin, Jerziv HaGon, Bikar of Mamesh. So Mishnah tells us, Nivlei HaShara, or according to the Rav's Gersa, Nivlei HaShira, Tamei and Nikim Kabel Tomla. What are these? So Nevel is a type of musical instrument. Some translate it as the lute, L-U-T-E, not flute, but lute. It's a string instrument that if you see the pictures, they depict it looking similar to what we call nowadays the oud, O-U-D. Either way, this musical instrument is able to Mekabel Toma, and that's because people would very often go out to the streets, like they do nowadays as well. They would play their instrument and people would throw them money. And where would they store that money? Inside the hollow body of the instrument. So it has a clay kibble that's meant for holding things because they keep their money in it, so therefore it's able to Mekabel Toma. Whereas Benevle Bnei Levi, those used by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash, Tahirin, they're not Mekabel Toma because they don't store anything inside. They're just meant for playing, and therefore they're not Mekabel Toma. Now we have similar dinim in regards to Toma and Tara, nothing to do with instruments though. Call a mashkin to Mayin. All liquids could be Mekabel Toma. They're specifically referring to 7 different types of liquid. It says water, wine, oil, honey, milk, blood, and dew. The easy way to remember them is Yad Shachat Dam. That's the Rashi Teva, so the mnemonic for them. Yad is Yayin, Dalid is Dam, Shin is Shemen, oil, Ches is Cholav, milk, Tes is Tal, that's dew, Dalid is Dvash, honey, and Mem is Mayim, water. So those can be Mekabel Toma. However, Umashka Basement Bechaya, Tahirin, the liquids that are in the Basement Bechaya, which is the area of the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash that's meant for cutting up and flaying and dealing with the Karbonis. There's a lot of liquid over there. There's blood, there's water, sometimes there's oil, there's other things, so they're not able to be Mekabel Toma. And another din, call a svarim metamis hayadayim, all svarim, meaning holy scrolls that are written on parchment, such as Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim, they are metame a person's hands, chutz mi-sefer azara, except for the sefer azara. Now, why would they be metame a person's hands? So that's because people used to take their holy svarim, their scrolls, and store them with truma. That's because this is kaddish and that is kaddish, so why not store them together? Now, the problem with that became that mice like food, so they would go to the truma and eat it, and since there's a scroll there as well, they take a bite out of it, have a little bit of a munch of the holy scroll. Obviously, that ruins it, and that's a lack of kavod. So Chamim said that not only if truma touches a sefer, it has become tamei, but if a person themselves, if they touch the sefer, their hands become tamei asheni, melo, they're not allowed to touch truma, and that prevented this. Now, the reason why sefer hazara is excluded is because this sefer hazara was kept in the shul in the hazara, used to read from Anyam Kippur, so that at such a high elevated status, no one was putting any food next to it, so therefore it's not matami adayim. Going on to discuss other kalim, hamarkoif tahar, a markoif, which is basically a play horse that people would use to entertain others, so that's not Mekabel Toma because it doesn't have a base kibble, doesn't have a receptacle. However, habatnun, which is a type of musical instrument that's placed on the beten, hence the name batnun, it's placed on the stomach and played. Vaniktamon, and this type of musical instrument, which kind of looked like the wooden leg of an amputee, that's why it's called niktamon, because it comes from the word kitea, an amputee. And vaha'iros, this is a type of a hand drum, ha'ra'ilutmeim, all them give Mekabel Toma because they have a receptacle and they're meant to hold things in them. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, ha'iros tami maishav, that this aros, this drum, is even Mekabel Toma's maishav, which is a high level of Toma that when a zav zav or nida sits on something, it's metamit with Thomas Maishav. Why specifically this drum? Because the alayas, which is a special woman that they used to have back in the day, and actually even in Arabic countries they still have this, where there were these special women that were designated to be the wailers, the criers, by a levaya, sometimes in a base avil. So she sits on this drum when she plays it and does her wailing thing, so it's even Mekabel Thomas Maishav. Lastly, Mitsudas Acholda Tameya, a trap that's meant for a weasel, is Mekabel Toma, even though it doesn't have a base kibble, it doesn't have a receptacle, since it looks like a kliyik of Mekabel Toma, whereas Shalach Barim, the trap for mice, to hire it's not Mekabel Toma because it doesn't look like a kli. On the Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Aleph, we now discuss wooden kalim that have a similar din to all other kalim, that if they are tame and they broke, so now they lose their status of Toma, and by the same token, the broken pieces are not able to Mekabel Toma. So the Mishnah tells us, kol kli eitz shenechak l'shnayim, tahar, any wooden kli, if it broke into two, it's tahar, which means it loses status of Toma and it cannot be Mekabel Toma in the future from here on. Chutz, except for the following things, mishulchan akafel, a dismantable table, this might be what we call a folding table, it's not really folding, it's basically a table that could be dismantled and it could be used in separate parts, so therefore even when it is taken apart it's still considered usable, so it's not like breaking the kli. Also, v'tam klei miznayin, this is a special platter or tray that has many different receptacles or hollows that you could put different types of food in, maybe like a fancy dip server that you would put on your Shabbos table that has different sections you could put different foods in, so even though it breaks it's still usable. And also v'apifarin shabal bayis, v'apifarin, which is some sort of dismantable chair used by a bal bayis, that also can be Mekabel Toma even when it's separate, and therefore if it was tamei beforehand and was dismantled, it's still tamei. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, afamagis v'kadabali kiritz behen, these two different types of trays are able to Mekabel Toma as well, even when they're broken, but we don't paskin like him. Moving on, the Mishnah says, klei eitz me'emas ha'mekabel toma, what about wooden kalim? When they're in the process of being made, from when are they considered a kli that now they can Mekabel Toma? So amito v'arisa, a bed and a crib, mishi yeshufim bar hadag, once he sands them down with fish skin. They would basically take the skin of a fish, which is pretty rough on the outside, dry it out, and use that as sandpaper. So when the wood was sanded down, taking out all the sharp splinters and whatnot, that already makes it considered a the kli so he can makabel toma. However, gamar shaloi lashov, if he decided, you know what, I'm not going to sand it down. He just did perfunctory sanding, but not the main one. And he decides that's enough for me. So to me, it's ready to makabel toma. Then Rav Meir Amar, he argues and says hamita abed mishesarg bashlosh batim. It's only once he weaves three batim into it, only then he can makabel toma. What does that mean, weaving three batim? So back then, the way that they would put the mattress on their bed is that they had a bunch of holes in the frame, and they'd have a couple ropes strung across the length of the bed, and then they would weave a rope in and out of those long ones, in and out, creating a solid rope base to put the mattress on. So once three sections of that are woven, that's when Seirim Gabal Toma, according to Meir. We're going to stop it for the day, and pick up the Mishnah Beis and Gimel, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.